Because I've been rather than rainbows. The bond is broke, just so choke up and info. Get on the close up and throw where the can we fall. No God, like hope is broken. So don't sit back, kick back and watch the world get burned. Back to death in your neighborhood. It's under attack. Put away the crack and pull the crack. Put you away, you need to be there with.
KBNZ Cambridge, KBNZ Eagle.
Now it's time for Loveline on Zone 105.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you.
Loveline.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tonight, our guest is lit in the... now I'm coming in and out. We... say hi, by the way, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
We
two fourths of lit here.
Lit is lit is doing themselves a little rockumentary video. Well, what are you doing out there?
Jeremy's doing a Fender guitar
video. Probably for their website and other various promotional uses.
Yeah. And that's all it is? That's what all this is about?
Yeah, all that commotion in there.
That's why everybody's whispering in the lounge.
I just tripped over a bunch of stuff when I walked in. You guys were in here. All right, Drew, you want to take a guess?
6 months. I remember.
No.
I would say 6 months, too, but I'm going 8.
No.
Well, longer?
5.
September.
September.
Huh, see?
What is September? What is that?
8.
All right, good. I'm 8. Fine. And,
seemed just like yesterday.
TV show about 8 months ago, too?
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah?
They were on the TV show.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Oh,
Drew, you're breaking my heart. You don't remember Lit from the TV show?
Yeah, we had
one of the first.
I'm trying to think. We were the first one of the first season.
You have a TV show?
I keep forgetting myself. All right, stop throwing stuff around the studio. I can't remember who was in here a couple of nights ago, or maybe a couple of years ago. No, I think it's a couple of weeks back. Said they're going out on tour, and they're going out with Lit. And
Bad Religion?
Yeah.
Bad Religion.
They went out with us.
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
I just lied.
Let's make up some stuff.
Wait a minute.
I'm funning with you.
Aren't you going to go out with Bad Religion?
No.
Okay, it wasn't Bad Religion.
Wasn't Bad Religion.
Right, okay. Was it No Doubt?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was No Doubt.
Yeah, we're going to take them out with us. I got to open the show.
Yeah.
A lot of people haven't heard yet. But.
Well, it's important that time of the show when people are coming in, they're getting settled, they're buying their beer, they're going to the bathroom, they want to hear something playing.
Yeah, I thought No Doubt would be an entertaining band for that.
Yeah, I mean, there's that walk, and oftentimes a long walk from the parking lot to the venue, but you can still hear what's going on in the venue,
right.
And it's important to have a decent band playing while you're getting drunk in the parking lot and heading for the venue. So you guys were kind enough to bring out No Doubt. Okay, so it was No Doubt. All right, so tell us what's in store for Lit beside No Doubt in the next few months.
Well, we've been out for 15 months already.
That's
and, yeah, and No Doubt asked us out for the summer, so couldn't turn that down. It's going to be fun.
And any Warped Tours or
no,
what
just
are
no
the
doubt.
Other good ones?
Yeah, no Warped Tour, just No Doubt Tour, and we actually have a new song we're going to play tonight in the second hour. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, so be sure to stay tuned in to the whole entire show.
Oh, they will.
And I'm going to have questions for Dr. Drew that you're going to definitely want a pad and pencil.
Really?
Yeah, and you're definitely going to want to hear some answers.
See, you had the lowered testicle question.
That was last time, yeah. But I got two questions this time.
Oh, really?
What did we answer last time? That it was okay?
Yeah, everything was normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little asymmetry in the nads is perfectly natural, perfectly healthy, right,
this,
Drew?
Yeah, absolutely. Is this something my kids are going to want? Is this something in here?
Yeah.
Drew's holding up a... What is that, Drew?
It's a CD? Mini CD?
We have a song on the new animated film coming out this summer called Titan A.E., and the song is called Over My Head, which we are going to be playing in the second half.
Of the show?
Of the show.
Is that the new...
Yeah.
Who's doing this animated show? Or movie?
It's Fox. Kids are already getting into it. They're promoting the crap out of it already.
Yeah.
And Happy Meals and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's a feature and what it looks like an action.
It's like the computer meets animation.
Yeah.
Animated Star Wars type.
Earth blowing up.
Spaceship thing.
Well, no one I've heard of is in this movie. It's just Matt Damon and Bill Pullman and Nathan Lane.
So what are you saying?
Dean Garofalo and John Leguizamo.
Never heard of them?
Not any of them.
One of those low-budget films.
All right, let's
get on. A couple hundred bucks in this movie. It's going to be pretty good.
Get on the phones, and we'll hear some stuff from Lit coming up. David?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, whenever I masturbate, the only way for me to ejaculate is to stick my finger up my butt.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's good. Now, how do you hold the magazine? I mean, I would put my finger up my butt, but I would end up wedging the entire VCR remote in there with it. That would be the problem. You know what I'm saying, David?
Yeah.
It's not practical. And Lord knows I couldn't masturbate and drive anymore.
What is it you're asking?
I'm asking if that's normal.
If you're asking, do most people do it? No. But it doesn't indicate something specifically wrong. Okay?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about when you're doing this?
What do you mean?
I mean,
Vietnam. What do you think he's thinking about? You're thinking about gals? Oh, good question, Drew. You thinking about the ladies or the gents?
The guys.
Oh, you're thinking about the guys?
This is bogus talk.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, David.
Bye-bye.
We've deemed you as bogus. All right?
All right.
Well, at least you took it like a man. Jared?
Oh, hey, guys. What's up?
You're 14. What's up?
Adam, I totally love you.
Thank you.
You're like the most funny guy in the whole world.
In his hand is a stack of email, venom full of venom and hatred.
Uh-huh.
He apparently quipped poetically about something very, very racist and obnoxious.
No, Well, it says here that some caller asked me, when was this? A couple of weeks ago?
I remember it striking my ear harshly.
Please. They said they were Hispanic, and I replied, your life is set. You can pull all D's in high school and still get into Harvard. Well, that really doesn't sound like something I might say. Well, maybe it is. Well, I was just talking about the affirmative action thing there.
I remember you saying it, in passing. You were talking about something else. And we got to find that.
Listen. No. That's how it works, right?
No.
Well, not all D's, but you could get... let me ask you a question, Drew.
Yeah.
Let me just ask you. It makes no difference what your nationality is when it comes to getting into colleges?
It did in the 70s.
It doesn't now? I don't think so.
Probably does. I know that there's, at least there are concerns about it.
All right. That makes a difference, but I don't think you can get D's. But let's just use a little exaggeration there for the sake of comedy. Jared?
I am disgusted.
Please. Relax, everybody. Jared, you're 14. What's up?
Yeah, and Lit, you guys are great, too.
Thank you.
Thanks, bro. It's interesting, though, when people... No, let's address this a little bit.
Though. All right. Hold on a second,
just
Jared.
A little bit, because I want you to be clear about this. It always kills me when people send a lot of hate mail.
Yeah.
To somebody that may be on their side.
Really?
Are you? Would you be supportive of affirmative action?
No, not really.
You're not.
Not
are you? You're not racist as you see it.
Well, I recognize there's differences in certain cultures that it doesn't seem like we want to recognize any difference in any culture. Listen, I know certain races are better at certain things. That's the way it goes. Doesn't make anyone good or anyone bad. Mm. That's it. I don't know why does it make you racist to say black guys are better at basketball than white guys? Why does it make you racist to say Mexican guys are better at masonry than white guys?
There's a wives' tale out there that black males have larger penises.
Yeah. Jews make better attorneys. Yeah, not every single one of them, yeah, but that's the way it goes.
You're mixing up lots of things. You're reporting on sort of trends that exist in our culture today and then attribute it to specific attributes. Genetic attributes of certain races.
Well, listen, certain races have certain predispositions, and it helps them in certain departments.
But you're implying that in your comment, you implied Hispanic had a disposition not to do well academically.
No, I did not. I said you don't have to. You can get in more easily. I didn't say you had to. See what I'm saying here, Drew?
Yeah, here's what I'm saying. I'm sorry I brought it up. But...
Well, listen, I didn't dream up this affirmative action plan. Yeah, Who dreamt it up?
My thing.
Listen, whoever said Hispanic people can get into Harvard with a lower GPA was the racist.
Yeah.
Whose idea was that? It wasn't my idea. I think it should just be the same one. Thank you. Well, I never said that. I'm just stating the truth. All right, you ready to get back on the phone?
Hi, Taylor.
All right. Jared?
Hi. By my left testicle, I have, another one. It's, a smaller one, near it.
I feel your pain.
Well, no, you don't have another testicle. It's inside the sack, right?
Yeah.
You feel something else in there.
Yeah, it's, another little ball.
It could be a hernia.
Uh-huh.
Could be your epididymis. Could be a cyst. Could be a tumor. You need to have a doctor take a look at it. Is it smooth?
Yeah.
Okay, it's probably
not. Squeeze it, does it hurt?
Did yours hurt? I forget.
No, they don't hurt.
What did yours end up being?
Okay. No, he had one bigger
one
than the other.
One hung lower than the other.
That's right.
A lot lower.
Jared?
Yeah.
All right, so what do you think Jared ought to do there, Drew?
Yeah, let a doctor take a look at it. It's probably nothing. Probably just what they call spermatocele or varicocele, something like that.
Let him poke and probe and...
Yeah. Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I haven't done that yet, but I know I have to do it soon.
What? Poke and probe?
Yeah, that thing, that butt thing.
Oh, the sigmoidoscopy?
Yeah.
What made you think about that? I brought that up for you.
You're just talking about poking and probing.
Yeah, but I brought that up for you a million times. You've told me absolutely not.
I know, but one day, God willing, I'm going to have to do that.
You had rectal bleeding for how long?
Oh, please. I don't have rectal bleeding.
You did.
No, I didn't.
You sat in my office and told me you had rectal bleeding.
I never said I had rectal bleeding. Once I wiped my ass out a little stuff on the toilet paper, that is not rectal bleeding.
What happened?
That's just working too hard on the pot. Yeah.
That happens to everybody, right?
You're a little vigorous down there.
Yeah, but the thing is, when that happens, you got to look. It's just the way it is, because you can prevent colon cancer.
Oh. Aren't you kidding?
Yeah, I agree with Dr. Drew.
Oh. Elizabeth?
Yeah.
You're 15.
Yeah.
You want to take a look?
How's everybody doing this night?
Good.
How are you doing?
Fantastic.
I'm doing all right.
As long as you ask, I want to finish the one point with this racist thing you're doing.
Go ahead.
My point is that when people get so angry, it's always stuff that they're feeling about themselves rather than looking at what actually serves the greater good of the people they're concerned about.
Yeah.
And sometimes coalition building is better than attacking people that upset you, advising. A better thing to do would be to educate Adam how to what he's done by saying what he'd said and maybe getting him to change what he says next time.
I was making a joke. I'm not going to change anything.
Maybe somebody could be, not, certainly not with this stuff. Not going to change you. People yelling at you until you're, you like that.
I don't see any of this stuff. I don't care. This is the first I've ever seen any of this, and I'm flattered that people
that's what
this.
I said.
I don't read all of it. I'd rather read the bad stuff than the good stuff. I don't know why, but that's the way I am. Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, I've been trying to get my boyfriend to get a penis enlargement.
Why?
Wow.
Whoa. Huh?
It,
how old are you?
15.
How old is he?
He's 16.
You're blowing my wad here, Elizabeth.
Wow.
I had me a question tonight, but I guess I'm not going to ask it.
Man, this bad boyfriend must be all macho. He must really feel good about himself.
Give him a penis pump and a revolver so he can shoot himself.
I don't know what you guys think about that.
Oh, my God. I would... If I had my 15-year-old girlfriend at the age of 16 telling me I needed a procedure to enlarge my penis,
be over.
I'm curious. How big is it?
Well, I have.
You're going to kill half of America right now. You tell us. How long is it?
7.5 inches. How big?
I haven't really measured it.
Like roughly.
I don't know. Maybe 4 inches.
When it's hard, erect.
Yeah.
Probably about 6, 7.
No. Whoa.
No. And you needed bigger.
Yeah.
No, it's not six or seven. Women, let me tell you something. Women have no spatial distance cognition. That's why they can't parallel park. You ever see a woman? There's a park you can fit a semi truck in the space, and she doesn't think she could make it in. It's like, I'll never make it in. You ever drive your girlfriend? Park there. I won't make it. Park there. I won't. I'll park from the passenger seat. You just work the gas pedal. I'll steer us in. We'll make it in. Zero idea. All right, please. How dare you with that 6 or 7 inches?
Wait, I have another question.
How dare you? How dare you?
Wait, how did it get the band name?
I'll let you run with that one, Kev.
It was actually going to be the name of our first album, and then we had to give up the name Stain back in the day, and we ended up calling ourselves Lit, which we totally dig now.
Yeah, it works.
It does work.
Hey, Elizabeth?
Yeah?
All right? Listen, really, if you're telling your boyfriend to get a penis and enlarge his penis, you're really going to kill a guy.
All right.
All right?
Well, can I say one more thing?
No.
Dr. Drew, I think you have the sexiest voice on the planet, and I love you.
I love you too, Elizabeth. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Justin?
Yeah?
You're 16.
Kinder to your boyfriend.
Yeah. What's up?
I've had this, like, black ring around my penis for, like, the last year, and I don't know how I got it. It's like, it looks like it's been cut off from circulation or something.
Whoa. What do you mean?
It's like a purplish.
It's always been there?
It's for, like, a year.
Just a year. Where is it? Mid-shaft, like?
No, like, in between the shaft and, like, the head.
Okay.
That skin that, like, where you're circumcised.
Underneath there. So underneath the head, kind of?
Yeah.
Purple. Is it irritated? No rash. No rash or anything.
I don't know.
Because anything you irritate, what color skin are you? Dark skin person?
No.
Because dark skin people will pigment if you irritate the skin.
Oh, now who's a racist? Please. Sweeping generalizations about
you're
dark people's penises and pigment.
You're
how dare you? How dare you?
You're a little Italian, right, Anna?
I'm a little
so you have something which is why your penis after these years of irritation now is charcoal black.
That's right. Yeah. You can't find it.
That's right.
No. It doesn't, yeah. I mean, if you took my penis, it's so black now that if you stuck like a little clown nose at the end of it and I had an erection, it would appear as if the clown nose was just levitated.
Floating in space.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked like a green screen. All right.
Justin, it makes me concerned. There's some sort of irritation. It's normal for men to get sort of birthmarks down around there. They get all sorts of funny little dark marks. But exactly what this is, as usual, when people try to describe skin lesions, I can't quite figure out what they're talking about. So make sure your doctor looks at it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, a lot of guys get a little discoloration around around the circumcision there. Ryan?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, first of all, I want to say what's up to Lit.
Hey, what's
up? I think you guys are, like, one of the greatest bands around right now.
Thank you.
Thanks, bro.
I'm going to go check you guys out at Stack Amphitheater with No Doubt.
Oh, nice.
I've seen you once before, and I just want to tell you guys are awesome.
Cool, thanks.
I have a question. I worked with this lady. She's 40.
Do it.
And, huh?
No.
Do it.
Don't hesitate.
I'm just kidding.
No, but she just, like, makes passes at me all the time, and she, like, wrote me some pretty, like, gross emails, and, you know, I've made it clear to her that, you know, I'm not interested, and I'd rather her not, like...
So it's sexual harassment at the work.
Yeah.
Is she in a secure position? Is she in an authority position over you?
No, I mean, I don't really see her anymore, but still, like, it's just, I don't know what to do, like...
What do you do, what do you do for work?
Huh?
What do you do at work?
Oh, I worked at a restaurant.
And what does she do?
She, same thing.
Which is what?
Just normal kitchen work.
Okay, you both work in the kitchen of a restaurant.
Yeah, well, not anymore, but I still see her, and it's just like I don't know how to, like...
What does she do? Why aren't you seeing her anymore? Why?
I don't work there anymore.
All right, who cares? Do you like her?
No, hell no.
Is she attractive?
No, who cares? He doesn't like her. I don't know what his question is. He doesn't see her anymore. I mean, they don't work together anymore. He's not attracted to her, apparently.
I went for it for the hell of it.
She's 40.
How old is he?
He's 18. Yeah, I'm going to ask him. Why don't you just try that out once, just to see if you like it, Ryan?
No, I'm not attracted to her at all.
All right.
For the hell of it, just don't tell anybody.
No, just don't do it.
If you were still working there, you would tell your manager.
Oh, I know, but, like, it's still, like, uncomfortable. I don't know.
Don't go there.
I don't know what to say to her to, like...
All right, hold on, Ryan. I can't figure out why you're seeing her so much when you don't work there anymore.
I don't see her a lot, but when I see her, she just...
Where do you see her when
you... Around town.
Around town?
Yeah, and she'll come up and she'll, like, do stuff.
Oh, shut up. Around town. What do you live in Mayberry? What do you mean around town? I mean, I understand, you know, we live in L.A. and it's a big place and you never run into anybody. Thank God, by the way. But how small a town can you be in that you're running into the same 40-year-old woman everywhere you go? And by the way, what's she going to do? Hold you down, pull your penis off, and cross the border with it? You know what this was? This was... There's this older bitch wants to bang me story. Yeah. This is a bragging story. I'm not into her, but let it be known. I am a hot commodity. All right, we will take ourselves a little break. I got to thumb through some evil email.
I was instructed by someone to mention that at drdrew.com, the Drive Me Crazy promotion is giving me $1,000 a day starting in the morning.
Who told you to say that?
The marketing department over there. So.
Who they were?
I don't know. Not me.
Oh,
my body.
Oh, please.
It's so awkward for me to talk about this.
I'll put my promotional bone in your body during the break, you bastard. Lit is
here. You got to talk about this for me.
Lit is here, and we'll be quiet then, or give me some money. Lit is here. We will be back with them. We're going to hear something off.
Ransom.
Off the new movie.
Well, there's an hour.
There is a man show section on this thing, too.
Oh, yeah, man show.
No, I'm on Drew.com.
Oh, okay.
Put a man show thing up.
All right, we're going to take a little break.
Whatever.
Here. We'll be back after this.
Cool.
What's up?
Bye-bye. Loveline will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
This is Johnny from Mango Jam, Corona Beer.
Come along, let's go for a ride. Head out on the highway into the countryside. Roll your window down, put your work aside. Clean your mind, let your soul be satisfied. Keep on rolling on, try to get along.
Make your own ways with Corona and Corona Light, imported by Hard and Beer
Company.
Hey, if it's Friday night and you ain't got nobody,
you're a loser!
But why be a loser? If it's Friday night or any other night, come on down to Brothers in the Warehouse District in downtown Minneapolis. Because our motto is, even if you are a loser, we'll serve you. Here's the facts. Brothers is the busiest, the best, and the hottest bar the Warehouse District has ever seen. With 42 taps, 250 frosted cocktails, 24 different appetizers, a dance floor, every bar game imaginable, and a sound system that will rock your world. Better yet, Brothers has the best and the most outrageous specials that downtown Minneapolis has ever seen. If it's your birthday, get a free Brothers mug with unlimited tap beer or soda all night. If it's happy hour, everything's two for one, and we mean everything, even on event night. We'll find some hefty cover at the door, and you won't find some cheap ball club. Find out why Brothers rules. 7 nights a week, hands down. Brothers, always the best specials, always the most fun. Guaranteed. 430 First Avenue North in the Warehouse District.
Does it have attitude? Does it have personality? Does it have style? In Great Clips, we know that to be a great haircut, it's got to be in sync with you. Your look, your image, your taste. That's why every Great Clips stylist receives ongoing postgraduate instruction at the Great Clips Advanced Training Centers. It's where they keep current on all the latest trends, hottest styles, and newest techniques. It's also where they learn how to ask the right questions and listen to what you have to say. So no matter which Great Clips you visit or which stylist cuts your haircut will always fit you. Your image, your look, your style. Guaranteed. And with convenient weekend and evening hours and easy-to-find locations, you can always get your haircut when it fits your schedule, not ours. Great Clips. Guaranteed satisfaction. Guaranteed style.
Attention, electricians. The National Electrical Contractor Association and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local Union 292, are in need of Minnesota licensed electricians for immediate work in the metropolitan area. We are offering a $100 gift certificate to Ganner Mountain to anyone who is licensed in the state and not currently an IBEW member. All you have to do is contact the IBEW office and say that you heard this ad, set up a 30-minute appointment with any local 292 organizer, and listen to how becoming an IBEW member can improve your life. We offer the highest wage and fringe benefit package to all of our members performing residential, commercial, and industrial wiring. Now we are willing to buy your Ganner Mountain hunting, fishing, or camping supplies just to explain the opportunities that await you as an IBEW electrician. To receive your Ganner Mountain gift certificate, call 800-337-8310 to make an appointment to meet with an IBEW representative. IBEW Local 292 is 97 years old. It worked then, and it works for you now.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. The long-anticipated follow-up to Peter Gabriel's 1993 album, Us, is still in the works, but fans of the singer will have new music in store soon. Gabriel will release OVO, The Millennium Show, through his Real World label in June. The collection of music is an extension of the 20-minute music show, which is currently running at the London Millennium Dome. The album features guest turns from the Cocteau Twins' Liz Fraser and Blue Nile's Paul Buchanan. Gabriel says that OVO is specifically a one-off side project and should not be considered the follow-up to his last album. The singer says that the official follow-up should be ready by 2001. The Zone Files from Vizzy.com, because your business is online. And alternative classics, Zone 105.
I'm Brian Oak.
I'm Mary Lucia, Mornings on Zone 105.
We at Zone 105 recently received an anonymous copy of the dispatch tape of Monday morning's incident involving Phil DeSphere on 394.
Car 59, can you respond to a possible 132 over?
132, I'm not familiar with that one, over.
Car 59, a cow is loose on 394, that's what that code means.
Cow?
Is there anyone else I could talk to in there, Car 59?
No, I'm on it, I'll be there in a minute.
Damn it.
Hey, listen, the sooner this cow's a hot pocket, the sooner we get back to Supermom's.
Car 59, please give me the status of the 132, over.
I guess we're going to enter into negotiations now with the cow. Just a minute, please. Phil, we can do this two ways. We can go easy or we can go hard, Phil. What do you want to do? That's it, boys. Open fire.
Alternative classics. 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Love Line on the Zone 105.
Yep.
This is Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Lit is our guest tonight.
Hello.
Hi. Hitting a town near you this summer with our old friends.
was the band?
No Doubt.
Oh, yeah, No Doubt. That's right. They were on here, was it 2 weeks ago? I don't know. I can't remember anymore. I'm reading, I'm looking at the new, well, not the new CD, but
what is new?
The movie. Yeah, but it's Lit has a song on the new Titan movie, which will be out over the summer, right?
Right.
And we'll hear some of that coming up real soon, actually in the next hour. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. We'll speak to John. John?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, you see, when I have sex with my girlfriend, things kind of go backwards for me. You know, normally it's supposed to kind of like build up. I kind of go down.
So it's, are you nervous?
Oh, no. It's like, you know, I get, you know, we get into the foreplay and stuff and get in the mood and, you know, feel all the things you're supposed to feel. But then, like, as we get going, I feel less and less and less.
So you get, but it's not because you're nervous?
No, not at all.
Is it because the whole experience is sort of overwhelming or uncomfortable in some way?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, I'm 18. I've been having sex since I was 16. And at first, it wasn't like this, like, the first few times. But then it started becoming more of a problem.
With the same person?
Well, no. Actually, I've been with two different girls.
And it's been the same thing with each one?
Yeah.
So you lose your erection?
Well, no, I mean, I keep going, and I can ejaculate, but I don't feel anything when it happens.
He loses his arousal.
And it's getting to the point where when I'm having sex, I don't want to keep doing it.
Why don't you not do it if it's so unpleasant here?
What's that?
Why don't you not do it?
Well, because of the fact that, you know, I get aroused and, you know, to begin with, but, you know.
But why don't you know it's going to happen, so why don't you not do it?
Well, because of the fact that, you know, I'm sitting here, you know, and my body's telling me to do it.
Well, why don't you see if you can get off a half hour earlier while you're still into it?
Yeah, I'm trying. I mean, it just, you know, once I get started and it goes, you know, it just starts working out from there. And it's really putting a dent on my relationship with my girlfriend because it's getting to the point where, you know, she's not getting what she wants out of it.
Wait a minute. Why is she not getting what she wants? You keep your erection, right?
Yeah, but it's getting to the point where I stop because of the fact that, you know, it's almost like a chore. And so, you know, I just tell her, like, okay, you know, I'm done. You know, it gets to the point where it's...
All right, hold on a second. We got to talk about you, all right? He sounds a little either bogus or whacked out. Like something's a little off.
I don't know.
He's detached from his penis somehow.
I've never had that problem.
He's not answering. Well, no one's ever had that problem that's ever called this show. Well, when they start losing sensation or interest in sex, they lose their erection. But he's saying he keeps his erection. He ejaculates.
But then he said he doesn't. He just finishes and tells her he's done. And which is it? And she doesn't get what she wants, but he keeps going. But what?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Let me just question one more time. John?
What it is that... Anymore, I don't ejaculate. The way it is anymore, I don't go that far anymore because of the fact that it's such a chore anymore that now it's gotten to the point where I call it off before I even get that far.
Are the girls attractive?
Yeah.
All right, but why is it such a chore? Because it's hard to ejaculate now?
Oh, because of the fact that, you know, I'm not into it.
You're not into it. Maybe you like guys.
I was just going to say, try a male.
Let me tell you something. They're a lot tighter. Those women, they get a little sloppy down there. You lose sensation.
Sloppy.
I shoot myself before I go for a guy.
Oh, please.
No, I don't have anything against people being gay. It's definitely not for me, though.
No, I know. It's kind of funny. But... All right.
I don't know.
All right, John, what are you gonna do? I don't know.
Work it out. I don't know.
I don't know that there's anything to do about this.
Well, I don't know if there's anything we can do about it in a few moments on the radio here. We're not getting at anything.
Yeah.
But there's something up.
There's something up, whether it's with the relationship or just with him at this point in his life or something substantial going on with him overall, we can't tell.
All right, should he go to a psychiatrist and a psychologist, see what's up.
I think he ought to lay off sex for a while and look at his choices and think about things and... Grow up a little bit, and see if life doesn't take care of this. If not, time to get a medical evaluation.
Dave?
Yes.
You're 15.
Yes.
What's up?
I have this problem with throwing and breaking things, and I'm wondering if it's a serious problem.
Do you listen to Limp Bizkit?
Actually, I do, yeah.
Why?
What are you throwing?
We have a song called Breaking.
Oh, yeah.
Good song.
Yeah. It's good if you're angry.
Yes.
When you're tired, though, it's not good. What are you throwing?
Depends on my mood, but I throw chairs. I've thrown a chair through a glass china cabinet.
You gave any sort of violent expression, an inability to control rage or anger, not a good thing.
Okay.
Not a good thing, okay?
What should I do about it?
Well, if you cannot contain, can you contain?
Excuse me?
Can you contain yourself?
Like at school I can, but when I get home I can't.
Do you have a backyard?
Yeah.
Why don't you go set up some bottles and throw some...
Do you have a dog?
Balls at the bottle.
Yeah. It beat the ass out of the dog. I think it's a fine plan. Well, listen, was somebody rough with you?
Of course.
I mean my brother, but that's...
Well, the way that people conceptualize what happened here is that something makes you enraged. You've got a lot of anger you're carrying around for some reason, and then something sort of burns out your brain's capacity to contain that rage. It's as though the region responsible for dealing with stress or helping contain sort of gets so stimulated it just burns itself out. So you can no longer contain that kind of rage.
Should I go get professional help?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, listen, because this is the kind of thing you should definitely seek some professional help with, because it's the kind of thing that could land you in jail, it could hurt somebody, land them in the hospital. You know what I mean?
Are you doing drugs or anything, Dave?
No.
Have you been?
Mm-mm.
Are you depressed?
Yeah, I think so, a little bit.
Part of the problem.
Let me explain, I think, what's going on in today's society. We haven't talked about this in a while, Drew. Drew and I grew up in an era when you could punch appliances, like TV sets. I spent the better part of my childhood banging on top of my TV set.
Well, no, could you? You had to.
You had to. It wouldn't work right. That's like a Zenith, you know, stuff used to be made out of metal.
Yeah.
And like sheet metal.
Yeah.
Everything was wrapped in sheet metal.
Yeah.
And you beat the S out of it, but it didn't work right. Like I remember getting, I don't know why TVs in particular responded to this, but I'd go up, the TV's, you know, go fuzzy, then I'd go up to it, whack it real hard once on the top, pow, it would snap in line.
And you would learn different kinds of snap to the whack depending on what the knee was.
Yeah, it became like Fonzie.
Sometimes there's that vertical thing that would always be flipping around. You
right.
Hit it in the side once.
Yeah, punch it in the side. There were sometimes you gave it a full-on pile driver on the top, and another time just gave it a good hook, good rib shot.
Yeah.
And but depending on what the show was and what the TV was doing.
The fuzzy where it wouldn't come into a channel top.
Yeah, just pop.
Vertical.
Yeah, I spent, Lord knows, I'd probably be in jail right now if it wasn't for all the crappy appliances my parents owned. But you could punch, you know, you can't punch a microwave and you can't punch a computer or VCR. It just doesn't really work.
And the metal had a textured sort of wood veneer.
Yeah, it was tailor-made for punching. I kicked the crap out of almost every appliance that we had. You could beat up on cars back then, too. Stuff didn't break off that easy. A lot of door slamming. You could slam doors a lot, car doors, house doors.
Wireless phones down the hallway are beautiful. That's a beautiful way to get rid of the anger.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just chuck them?
Yeah. It's awesome, especially when you're on it and it's, like, getting fuzzy. You just throw it while you're still on the phone, and it breaks, and you just lock.
Does it still have anything?
Phones used to be made, though, like
the receiver,
the Merrimack and the monitor. Yeah. You just slam them down. It just, remember those old, you know, like the rotary phones? When you're done, you got an argument, you got pissed off or something, you just slam it down.
Well,
it never broke.
You'd crack the body, they'd send you a new one. Remember that?
Yeah. Guy'd come out the next day. You wouldn't even have to report it. It just was some kind of phone patrol. Yeah, I really think that the violence in today's society amongst the youth, I know they contributed to drugs and, you know, this certain kinds of music and all that. I really think it's the appliances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it still the case if you close your door, slam a door hard enough, the jam breaks off?
Yeah,
the door is still so flimsy.
I don't know. I used to break a lot of doors and punch a lot of TV sets, and I was a young Elvis at that. Anthony?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
First of all, I'd just like to say I think you guys do a great job, like Adam and Dr. Drew.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys from way back in the day, like in Dr. Drew, like back in the poor man days.
Wow.
Long time ago.
You must have been like 10.
Yeah, I was really young.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but yeah, I just think you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Anyways, my question is, like, I'm in college, and as you probably know, like, like getting into like illegal substances is fairly easy. And I've been thinking about trying ecstasy and mushrooms and maybe even acid. But there's something that's been holding me back, and that is I have Tourette syndrome. And I was wondering if that could have any effect on doing these things.
How does your Tourette manifest?
Well, apparently I have a really mild case, and my only tick is I'll have, like, erratic fast blinking. But other than that, it's nothing. Like, my medication, like, I'm taking 0.3 milligrams of Clonidine, and that's it.
All right, good. Is there addiction in your family?
Not that I know of. My dad drinks, but I wouldn't say he's an alcoholic.
Well, ecstasy, you've chosen three drugs that are neurotoxic, and we don't know what kind of influence it could have on the Tourette. It can't be good. Mm-hmm. And whether or not it could be substantially bad after a single exposure, no one can tell you.
All right, here's my rule of thumb, though, Anthony. Anytime you're on meds already, you can't take any other drugs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I wasn't going to take it. I mean, like, even, like, when I drank or I smoked bud, like, I don't take my medication. I usually end up fine.
I didn't mean that nice. Like, well, I shot up on heroin, so I'm not going to take my Klonopin for another couple hours. I meant, in general, you know, you shouldn't be medicating yourself when you're already on something. I mean, listen, I know you're 18, you got to get effed up. I understand. Mm-hmm. But you have a potentially dangerous or life-threatening.
So you're taking medication.
You have an affliction that's already good enough that you need to be on medication. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to take something else and sort of screw with it. And I don't think that's a great idea. I think only healthy, young, strong people should destroy their lives with drugs. That's the message I'd like to.
Again, ecstasy, mushrooms, LSD, those are the three, particularly the LSD and the E, that damage brain. They're known to damage brain. So
I'm with Drew. Go with the mushrooms. But seriously, you got to go with one because you can't do. I think I've done mushrooms like three times in my life. You just can't do it that much. You just can't. Your side hurts too much from laughing.
Alan?
You can't do it.
Some mushrooms?
Yes, I have. Yeah. And
a couple times.
Yeah, but you've never done it like 5 days in a row. You can't.
You would. No.
You can't. I mean, here's how mushrooms work. You do it once, and then you go, oh, my God, this is the greatest thing ever. I can't believe I waited all these years to do this. I had more fun than I've ever had in my life. And then 8 years later, you do it again.
Exactly.
That's how mushrooms work. I don't know why. I don't like some mushrooms.
E kind of kicks crap out of you, too, though. People most people have difficulty doing that regularly.
Yeah, but E is just much easier to take. I mean, mushrooms, you got to, you know, take it and put it in a jar of peanut butter and chew the thing like a champ. pulling a cud, you know.
It's been growing in poo, also.
Yeah, it's been out in a cow patty, and it's not pretty. E is more convenient to pop it in, you know.
Right.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Lit is here, and we will hear something off the CD, A Place in the Sun, when we come back.
Let's have some more fun.
Okay. Let's do it. Call Loveline 1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline, we'll be right back.
What is our sample?
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Hey, teens, dig this. You're at a beach club and the lights are blazing. The music is raging, bodies are thrusting, and the sweat of young hunger is in the air. Oh, yeah, sounds like a high-quality spring break, right? Well, it is, and it happens every Friday night right in your backyard. It's the biggest dance party in the metro for teens at Waterworks Beach Club every Friday night. The doors open at 7 for teens ages 15 to 20, and it goes extreme from there. Waterworks provides one of the largest dance floors in the area with a killer sound and light system. This isn't some lame teen party chaperoned by some old principal wannabe who thinks he knows what your scene is all about. This is a bash you grew up yet access to the loudest, wildest venue in town. Now you do. Waterworks Beach Club. They don't serve alcohol on Friday nights and are open to midnight to make it a teen-only night every Friday night. Get out to Waterworks this Friday night and register to win a graduation trip to Mexico, courtesy of Bianchi Rossi Tours. Go local in Acapulco with Bianchi Rossi. Waterworks Beach Club is at 7281 Main Street in Centerville. For directions or info, just call them at 651-429-3033.
Yamaha Watercraft and your local Yamaha Watercraft dealers are giving you a place to play and stay.
right now. When you purchase any Yamaha 2000 Wave Runner from any participating Yamaha Watercraft dealer from now until May 14th, 2000, you'll get a three-day, two-night vacation at Holiday Inn Hotel and Suites in Duluth. This year, explore the liquid world on your new 2000 Yamaha Wave Runner from the four-passenger SUV 1200, 1999's Watercraft of the Year, or Yamaha's flagship XL 1200 Limited. Or lead the way on their industry-leading performance-based 155 horsepower GP1200R or any other 2000 Yamaha Wave Runner. You'll be well on your way to play and stay. See the new 2000 Yamaha Wave Runner today and ask about the free vacation at the Holiday Inn Hotel and Suites in Duluth, as well as Perkin Family Restaurants overlooking Lake Superior, Porter's, Simply Great Food, and Duluth.com. Visit Mondes Motorsports in Hudson, Wisconsin. Yamaha, solid thinking for a liquid world.
Green Mill presents Louie Anderson, Minnesota's most famous walleye fisherman. You probably didn't know I'm a famous angler. That's what we professional fishermen call ourselves, anglers. I like that. My mom used to say my dad had so many angles he could see the back of his own head, but that is another story. We knew all the walleye holes in every lake. We could tie a Lindy rig with the best of them, and we could crank up a shore lunch fire without so much as a match. You know what else? We couldn't catch a walleye to save our lives.
In honor of Louie Anderson and fisher persons everywhere, Green Mill is featuring easy-to-catch dishes like walleye strip appetizers, a fresh walleye sandwich, and our famous Cabillo Lodge walleye dinner.
You want to know my proven technique for setting a hook on a walleye? Go to Green Mill, pick up a fork, and dig in. Now that's angling at its finest.
Green Mill, everybody loves Green Mill.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Nick, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lit is our guest tonight. Al and Kevin are both in the studio. And,
the first hour.
Then we're going to do a little rotate job. And Kevin, you have any questions?
Dude, I have a couple questions.
So
first one, I'm going to start off a little light. Does Rogaine work?
Yeah, about 30% of the time.
30%?
Yeah.
Well, there's Rogaine. Will it not grow? It doesn't grow hair, does it?
Oh, it can.
It can. Yeah, is that the 30% of the time?
Yeah, roughly. Maybe a little less than that. 30% will, in my experience, sort of keep and or grow.
What if you started 30% keep
and or grow? Yeah.
And shouldn't it be a little higher than 30% keep?
Well, originally the data was 30% will stay, 30% grow, and 30% no response. But I think it's a little lower than that. Now you've got the Propecia you can take.
And how's that
better?
Ooh.
Yeah, it's more effective. The pill.
Does that grow hair or is that
a little
just
bit? Mostly keep. Yeah.
What if you stop taking it? Does it?
Goes away. Hair goes away.
Ooh. But if you're a young guy and you notice yourself thinning out a little bit.
I'm 28.
We call him Patrick.
Huh?
Let's see.
All right.
You get on
it's
the.
Not that bad. It's not bad at all.
How you doing?
He's dressed about it. Crazy.
Where's the problem? Where's the problem?
I'm just a little stressed.
Show him the top.
Oh.
I would worry.
He worries about it way too much.
But I'm the guy that's looking at my mom's dad's photos when he was like close to 30. And checking it out, and I'm like, wow, he's getting a little thin there, and I maybe should check out a little Rogaine.
How about your dad?
Oh, my God. My dad, he's thin on top, but he's still, dude, he's dark, and he's almost 60. He's got dark hair, and there's like a little tiny bit of gray, and a little thin, but still looks really cool and hip, you know? He can like totally do the slick thing.
No, listen, you don't.
Marvel
you,
man.
Maybe Prozac, but not Rogaine. Look at it. He's got a ton of hair.
Yeah, no. You use Viagra if you have a problem. Just spray it out there once a day.
Viagra?
Excuse me, Rogaine. That's it, Viagra?
Yes,
that's amazing.
You would go Rogaine before you went
to
the other one.
Yeah.
Does Rogaine stop after you use it too?
Or, I mean, he's got tons of hair. It's not like he can grow something back. He just wants to try to prevent something from being lost.
And listen, by 28, it would have started making its move by now, right? Usually?
It's not like it's
thinning out.
I don't see the thinning at all.
No,
you know what? Again, Petra does
rest. Yeah. Do you have an eating disorder as well? Oh, please.
I don't see the fitting.
You know what? I was using, like, Murray's grease. It's like this thick stuff. And everybody's like, dude, because it doesn't wash out. Like, you seriously have to wash your hair for a month and it's all out finally. But I've been using that forever. and I'm just wondering if it, like, clogged my pores and, like, my hair wasn't growing or something. I don't know.
No, but it may have, because I don't think your brain is getting air. Is that true?
I don't know.
You have a ton of hair. It's a ridiculous question. What is the next question?
Oh, look at your hair.
A friend of mine wanted me to ask about penis enlargement.
Yeah.
And what's the, like,
doesn't
your
work.
Penis is a muscle, right?
No.
It's not a muscle?
No.
That's not like muscle meat down there?
No. No. God no.
And there's not. And you can't get like an operation and it won't work?
You can get an operation that sort of squirts fat in there, but it doesn't really work.
Yeah.
You can't thicken it up?
Sorry.
No.
You're very disappointed.
No, it's not. You know, it's not me. I don't have the problem. Believe
well,
me.
Well, we don't need to hear any more about your personal life.
Okay. Any types of exercises that he can, or we mean that guy can do?
He's got this other friend wants to know about calf implants. Can you answer that?
And our guitar tech wants to know if the pump works.
No. It seems to me while it might lengthen a flaccid penis, when the penis that's erect will look, because the cavernous body inside the penis that fills with blood doesn't really change. You can't really lengthen that. So it would look, it would stay the same, but you'd have this sort of elephant's trunk hanging off the tip.
That could work with
that.
That
might be kind of cool.
Yeah. Could you suck up water with it like an elephant? Like you drop it in a tub and spray it at the people that were watching or something?
No, we can pick up penis with it.
All right. Nice. Rachel?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Hey, what's
Rachel?
Up?
What's up?
Hey, Lit, you guys are so rad.
Thank you.
I've been a fan for almost 3 years when my friend played Tripping the Light for me.
Sweet.
And I was at your CD release show a year ago, February, and it was like $1.05, and I totally missed my chance to meet you guys, so I'm kicking myself. But so that was a year ago, and, you know, now you guys are doing a video with Pamela Lee. What's that all about?
She digs me. No, yeah, you know. We did. She asked us to do her a VIP TV show. And we did it, and then we did the miserable video. We had a what do they call those things? A script to do a video with a large
treatment.
A treatment of Lit performing on a large chick's body, and we weren't into it. And then we said, well, if Pamela would do it, it would make sense. So she agreed to do it, and
it's a great looking video, by the way.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
Thank you very much.
All right. Anderson just whispered in my ear, segue, which now makes it a bad segue.
Was...
But we want to hear Miserable from
I thought we were going to hear it in the next hour.
No,
that's the new one.
We're going to hear the new song in the next hour.
The world premiere.
Get him. Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you. Have
Thanks, Rachel.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And,
awesome.
Hey, thank you. Off Place in the Sun, speaking of Miserable, here it is.
You make me cry. Watching this story unfold. come. You make me complete. You make me completely miserable.
On there, Anderson. Thank you very much. We're going to take ourselves a little break. That was Mr. Paul from Lit. Play some songs. Name of the CD. We're going to kick Dan, Alan, and Kevin out.
Whoa.
I want to think about all our peeps back
there. Yeah. I want to give big ups to my peeps out there. All my boys that are listening, I want to say what up. Okay?
The 714.
Drew will still be here, but you only talk to him during the commercial.
Are we real near?
All right. We will take ourselves a little break and we'll
I'm
be
I'm so bummed, guys. I got to leave.
That's all right. You don't have to leave the building. Just get drunk out in the air hall.
We'll talk to you. I love you guys.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be back right after this.
Once again, with
Love Line. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. We'll be right back before the hour.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on Zone 105.
Gabby's presents the Twin Cities official South Park Wednesday.
Maybe I can lure into a night of exotic delectation.
Head to Gabby's every Wednesday night starting at 8:30. Upstairs, a $3 cover gets you 50-cent hats all night long and a free taco bar until the end of South Park. And after the show, Gabby's opens up the dance floor and takes you back to the 80s. Plus, they give away cash every half hour from 10 until midnight, and you'll keep enjoying those 50-cent hats. Your official South Park headquarters is Gabby's. Join me, Brian Oak, this Wednesday night at Gabby's, located on the hip northeast side of Minneapolis, just north of Broadway on Marshall, right on the Mississippi. South Park Wednesdays at Gabby's, brought to you by Comedy Central, Media One, Bianchi Rossi Tours, and Gabby's Saloon and Eatery. Join us at Gabby's this Wednesday, May 3rd, for the grand prize giveaway and a full screening of the South Park movie, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Hey, George.
Yeah?
24/7, does that mean anything to you?
Of course, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Uh-huh. White Castle made that up.
Oh, they did not.
They did. Also the beloved phrase, around the clock.
They didn't.
They did. Listen, White Castle is open all the time, 24 hours a day, around the clock.
There's a point here someplace, I feel it.
Yeah, well, so you can have those tasty steam-grilled White Castle hamburgers anytime the crave hits you.
Hey, I like them too, possibly at weird hours, but they didn't make up those sayings.
They did.
Did not.
Listen, their sayings are almost as good as their burgers, like the now classic, we never close.
That's beautiful.
That's good. And the legendary lather, rinse, repeat.
They made that up?
No, I did.
What?
Actually, I had the lather, rinse part, and then some chucklehead comes in with the repeat and gets all the credit.
He didn't.
He did. It really fried my egg.
That's great. Who wrote that?
I did.
You did not.
I did.
You didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't.
I did, too.
I don't believe you.
Check the patent office.
White Castle.
What, you crazy?
I feel a lot of love in the room tonight. We got time for a few requests right now. Don't know that one. Well, let's try another song about Tricky, the dead porcupine who uses townclub.com.
No way!
There once was a porcupine who studied at school. There once was a porcupine who studied at school. He got help at townclub.com. He was dead, but he wasn't no fool. Well, he found those study aids, and they passed the breeze. Said he found those study aids, and they passed the breeze. There were tap notes and old tax. There was even an online virtual dissectable blog. All right, thank you. Woo! Log on to CompCup.com for great study aids. CompCup.com, it's all you. It's all you.
If it's the study break you're looking for, go to collegeclub.com for everything from live webcams to daily horoscopes. Collegeclub.com. It's all you.
I just want to say thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Professor, for convincing me to smoke.
And the filter just makes me feel so safe. It's like a seatbelt or an airbag.
Thank you, Big Jessel, for singling me out as the main target. For underestimating our intelligence.
For introducing emphysema and tracheotomy into the national lexicon.
Hey! I can be beautiful and have big, strong men by smoking your product? Where do you get this stuff?
I'm tired of sitting in your butt and making my breath
grow, and it makes me want to throw up. Thanks, Big Tobacco, for causing incidents in young men. Thank you, Big Tobacco.
For destroying our lives.
I love him so much. I hope you feel really good about it.
I am so awesome.
Thank you, Big Tobacco, but you haven't got me yet, and you
can just take those cancer sticks and shove them up your nose. Thank you so much.
In addition to that, thank you, Marcelina.
We didn't need all those people anyway. You've been targeting us for so long.
No,
we're going to target you.
By time we didn't have good times. We suffered, and we loved it. Hard, uncomfortable beds, rusty old springs digging into your back. Oh, the good times.
Well, today, everyone will enjoy the GM Good Rent Service Plus Good Time Savings Days.
And when it came to air conditioning, well, we just ripped another hole in our dungarees and threw ice down our trousers bag.
Oh. Ouch. Until May 31st, get your air conditioning service for $69.99 or less.
No air-conditioned cars for us. It got too hot. We turned the front seat into a dang sauna. That's how we lost our little handles.
Okay, then. Don't delay. Good Wrench Good Time savings are over soon. Air conditioning service for most vehicles includes system performance check and inspection and adjustment of hoses, fittings, belts, seals, cleaning of condenser, and up to 1 pound of Freon. Taxes extra. See participating dealer for details.
Good Time savings? Here, I've been saving this for you.
Yikes! Well, then, take advantage of the $69.99 or less air conditioning special today. To find a dealer near you, visit us at gmgoodwrench.com.
Alternative classics are always just a click, click, click away at zone105.com. It's your place to find out all the latest concert information. You want to know where the hottest bands are playing? You want to win tickets to the best shows? Register to win an alternative classic vacation to see one of your favorite Zone artists.
You can even listen to Zone 105 live from your computer.
It's all happening at zone105.com.
Hey, this is Adam Ferrer.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone.
Uh-huh.
105.
Zone 105. KZN on Lakeville. KZNZ Cambridge. KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Stone Temple Pilots will be in here tomorrow night. Al and Kevin have given way to AJ and Jeremy, who are here.
Hello.
Representing the third and fourth quarters of the band Lit. Place and Sun's the name of the CD, but we're going to hear something off the new soundtrack that they contributed to, Titan, which is the name of the computer animated.
Well, it's animated and computer animated, right?
Yep. And done by Fox, and it's going to be out in June, so I hear. And looks good. That's you know what I like about these? You make the women look like whoever you want them to look. And it's usually guys at the helm of the computer, so it's really big up top, really narrow around the hip, and big mouths, and no zits, and it's great.
And the voice of Drew Barrymore. I have one of those mugs.
Yeah.
Are you guys on that?
No, they've all been up here.
Oh, that's VIP.
Yeah.
That's my morning mug every day.
Mine too.
Perfect size.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you think.
Yeah, I used my VIP mug too, and it's black, so nothing shows up on it. Lord knows how many rings are in that thing you're not even aware of.
So, you were talking during the break about your experience with the fire department.
Oh, yeah, it was Harpin. Where the hell is that? I got a whole bunch of emails complaining about some racist comment I made a couple of weeks ago or something. And anyone who listens to the show knows I make sexist, racist comments all night long. That's my bread and butter. Right, Drew?
That's you.
Thank you. But I don't leave anyone out. I include the whites, the blacks, the Hispanics, the gays, the lesbos, the Jews. I pack them all in. It just depends on what night you're listening and how close you are to a pen and pencil so you can write your local affiliate. But one thing I did take a little offense to when I was reading through this stack of emails that's so large now that I can't find the one that I wanted to talk about is one that sort of accused me of being rich and lily white and growing up in a life of privilege. And Drew, if you can, I underlined it actually. I don't know where the hell it went to. It's got my pen on it.
I think you shoved it in the glove box of your new Beamer.
That's right. That's right.
And somebody run out there and get it real quick.
I had to move a 9mm in a sack of cocaine aside to squeeze it in there, but I did squeeze it into the glove box. Drew, did I not get it in that pile? Oh, where the hell is it? Ah, yes, there we go. So anyway, this is written to me or emailed to me from Adela Rosa Ramos, and it says, well, it's got a lot of bad stuff in here, but it says, obviously I take for granted my white skin and my gender, not to mention my high socioeconomic status. It gives me preference and many opportunities in these United States over a disadvantaged minority. Well, let me just address that for a second. Yes, I'm white, and yes, I'm a male. Did that help me? No. I don't believe it did, because when I got out of high school, I started cleaning carpets for a living with, coincidentally, a lot of Hispanic guys, by the way. But we cleaned carpets. Well, they weren't having a good time either. And then when I was done cleaning carpets, I dug ditches, and I worked on construction sites. I was a laborer, and I worked my way up to glorified labor, and a couple of years into it, I said to myself, there's got to be a better life for myself, because there were no grants for white males, there are no scholarships, there's no nothing. I didn't get anything, and I didn't qualify for anything, and I wasn't going anywhere. So what I do, I drove my moped over to the local fire department at age, I think it was about 21, and I thought, I can be a fireman, because I got a strong back, I got the balls as big as all outdoors, and they pay $35,000 a year, and you only have to work like 3 days on and 4 days off or something. This seemed like a dream gig for me, especially at the time. So I went over to the fire department, and they said, well, fill out this application, and we'll call you for a test date. You do a written test, and then you do a physical test. And we'll be phoning you. So I waited by my phone for about 4 years. And then the phone rang one day. And it said, you have a test date to take your fireman test. 4 years ago, I signed up for this test date. I went down to Hollywood High where they conducted it on a Saturday. At that point, I wasn't even interested in being a fireman anymore. It's just I figured if I waited 4 years to be sodomized, I'd go down on a Saturday and get in that line. I got in line, and there was a black female who was in line behind me. And I was sitting there complaining, as I normally do, and I said, oh, Christ, 4 years I've been waiting for this thing. And I turned around to her, and I said, when did you sign up over at the fire station? She said, Wednesday. Wednesday? That was 3 days ago. I said, that's right. I said, I signed up 4 years ago. Well, she was about 5'1", and didn't look like she could carry a sack of walnuts out of a burning fire.
No, she got the job.
I don't know if she got the job or not, but the point is I have never been given any sort of privilege because I'm a white male. And I know a lot of folks listening think that's the way it works, and maybe it does for some people, but not for me. I guarantee you that, or I would have never dug ditches for all those years. Thank you very much. And everyone can kiss my ass because I got nothing from anyone ever. There we go.
Actually, I think my dad lost the job because he was a white male.
There you go. Why? Where was he working?
Well, what's that thing? Affirmative action.
Yeah. Right, that's what I was complaining about. All right. So who says white guys don't have it tough? Scotty?
Yeah.
You're 17.
Right.
What's up?
Me and my girlfriend were sexually active, and right before she climaxes, her vagina, like, spazzes up and I get stuck in her.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Is she a golden retriever?
No.
Whoa, dude.
You don't get stuck in her, though.
Yeah, for like 10 minutes. Like, I can pull out, but it hurts her.
It hurts her. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, it's not like you're unable to withdraw.
No, I could, but it hurts her, so it's like 2 minutes.
Yeah. Is it 2 minutes or is it 30 seconds? Because 2 minutes when you're trapped in a vagina is a long time. You know, I mean, 30 seconds feels like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like dog years when you're down there. Yeah. All right. she ever clamp up on your nose or any other part?
No.
No. All right. And your question is?
Have you heard of any of this before?
Yes, women can be very sensitive sometimes.
And?
Usually after climax.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's all right. Just means she's having a good time. Where are you going, anyway? You know what I mean? Well, I mean, you can hang out for a few seconds until she loosens up unless you get to the fridge, right?
Right.
All right. But you may want to, pack a cooler with a beer and a sandwich or something just in case you get trapped there for any real length of time. All right there, Scotty.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're fine.
Bye-bye.
She's fine. Listen, I like that. It's nice to know a woman is having some sort of reaction.
You have to check their pulse, don't you?
Yeah, I usually just have to shake them. It's either like wake up or what I'll do is I'll put my ear down by their mouth to see if they're breathing. You know, you kind of hear it. Or during this artery or something.
No, you
need
that mirror by the side of your bed.
That's right. If it fogs up, that means they're still alive. Thank God it fogs most of the time. Emily?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Well, another sex question. My boyfriend had, like, a mouth on his sore, and he went down on me, and I was wondering... well, I didn't see it.
That's a serious sore he had.
Huh?
You said he didn't have any arms on it.
He had a mouth on his sore, but I think he'd...
Did I say a mouth on his sore?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm in a sore on his mouth.
You almost gave Drew fartalia.
Don't worry. No, it was just in the corner of his mouth. And I was just wondering if that was dangerous or anything like
that. When did this happen?
That was like last week.
Yeah, have you had any outbreak yet?
No.
You're probably not going to.
So is it real herpes?
Would it look like a cold sore?
It kind of did, yeah.
Well, there you go.
It's real herpes. So it's transmitted like orally?
Well, it's not a big deal.
Sometimes guys, just for a gaggle, stick something on the side of their lips, especially if they're with a new lady. That's what I do. I take a Jolly Rancher, and I'll just smear it on the side of my lip, and then I'll cover it up with a little makeup, a little crust on it.
But it's the same thing, right?
Same virus.
It's just a different location with a different name, right?
Same virus. But you say he did it a week ago. She would have seen something by now?
She would, within 2 weeks. Because you have another week to wait and see.
You know what's weird? How can you can get a sore in your mouth and not on your genitals?
Yeah, how does that work for
What do you mean?
Like somebody with herpes, say, of the mouth or, you know.
They didn't put their mouth on their penis. What are you talking about?
Okay, so just it's all a matter of where you made contact?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, we've been together.
Yeah, but I mean, hold on, Drew. You could get a sore. I mean, this is the interesting thing. You could get a wart on your hand.
Yeah, that's
and whack off. You don't get anything.
Right. Auto inoculation is
You could get strange. You could get herpes on your lip, rub your finger on it, and put it on your penis and not get it.
And or you can.
Yeah, but
typically doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Considering, sterile to your own.
Yeah,
it's not well understood. There's some auto inoculation, let's call this, is difficult to understand.
Why don't you guys look into that?
No idea. Okay.
Little less time.
We'll have the dentist look into it, all right?
No. No. Crystal?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah.
Drew, turn that screen down, would you? I can never read that thing. What's up there, Crystal?
Well, all my friends are taking Dramamine, which is a motion sickness pill, as a substitute for acid. And they're taking a lot of it, and it kind of concerns me. I was wondering what the long-term side effects would be.
I thought Dramamine was illegal now.
No.
Sudafed. You need Sudafed?
Dramamine.
They still smell like in the gift shop at the airport, I think.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, all those.
What about that patch, then? What was it?
Scopolamine.
That's not Dramamine?
No.
Oh, is the patch illegal then?
They took it off for a while, but it's back.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
But didn't everyone refer to that as the Dramamine patch?
Mm.
Or maybe they just, no one ever said Scopolamine.
I think that's how you pronounce it, Dramamine.
They used to call it, it's Transderm Scope. That's the name of the patch.
All right, something went away that helped you with
symptoms,
and I always thought it was Dramamine.
No, it's not Dramamine, but Dramamine and medicines like that. Well, no, Dramamine is the seasickness.
Yeah.
It's not in the patch.
Though. That's the active ingredient, I think.
Listen, Dramamine and bonine and antivert, all these sorts of medications are basically antihistaminics, and if you take a very, very large dose, you will get a delirium.
Yeah, they said that my friends are kind of weird.
Listen, it's a delirium, and the delirium can be very profound. It's an encephalopathy. Your brain doesn't work right. You don't know where you are. You don't know who you are. Yeah, you'll hallucinate, but it's
well,
not...
I was reading the warning on it, and I was really concerned about them because they're taking, like, 20 a day, and as soon as they get down, they take, like, 8 more to get back up again.
Tell them to try Robitussin instead.
What?
A few bottles of that probably go down a little easier.
They just hit themselves on the head with a frying pan.
That would be easy. That would be the most
effective. They're calling it the legal acid and everything. By the way, I love lit. And...
Gee, thanks. Thank you. So, Crystal, did you understand what I said?
Yeah.
It's an encephalopathy.
She didn't
it's a delirium.
Thing, actually.
It's a delirium. Right. And it's not a hallucinogenic high the way LSD is. It's not a result of its primary effect on the brain. It's a side effect of an overdose.
Yeah.
And people can get other problems with this, too. It can be very, very serious.
You know, when I was growing up, I knew guys who liked to get effed up, but they didn't seem to have an unyielding desire to get effed up at all costs.
This like smoking gasoline.
800 aspirin if they hear
right.
it,
like,
it'll make them hallucinate.
If somebody had some weed, we'd smoke it, and if somebody's older brother scored a six-pack of Mickey's, we'd gladly go to the park and drink it on a Friday night. But it wasn't like we were sitting around going, well, we don't got any weed, and we don't got any Mickey's Big Mouth, but what we do have is a sack of pseudoephedrine and some garlic tablets and some bromide. And if we can mix that all together and we'll put a plastic bag over our head, I think we can catch some kind of rush. You know what I mean? It scares me. I mean, I understand the humans need to sort of alter themselves. It seems like a very human thing. And I think that's why a lot of people are attracted to sex. They get to kind of get out of it for a minute. I mean, they get to be sort of altered. They get to not think about work and not think about the boss or the kids or whatever it is, the school teacher, whatever it is. They're thinking about just sex. And I think that's why people like to get effed up. But
yeah.
to need to go down to the auto parts store, get yourself a thing of Quick Start, spray it into a rag and suck on it, while you're pedaling on a stationary bike, that scares me a little bit. I mean, just scrape a bong, and if you can't get any resins off the bong, then just hold off until you can score more weed or another six-pack. But what is all the, I'm drinking 4 gallons of Robitussin. You know what I mean?
He was the first guy to try it. And who decided that you need 20? Like, I think probably Dramamine comes in, like, packets of, what, 4 or 5 at the gift shop, and unless you're traveling like every other day or something.
Yeah, I think the fact that people discovered toad licking speaks for itself in terms of the human drive.
Toad licking, yeah, there you go.
I heard of the gnawing toads.
Weird one from, I was talking to, had a really cool opportunity to talk to Steven Tyler for a while about these kind of things, and he was talking about the morning glory seed.
True, he's in a band called Aerosmith.
What was that? Did you hear that? Was that? They just drop a name.
Gypsum weed, morning glory seed. These are all things people have discovered.
And what did he say? What did Steven Tyler say?
He was talking about chopping up morning glory seeds and eating them for a buzz back in the day, but was saying that it's not a good thing. And anyway.
So who knows?
Eric?
Yes, sir.
You're 23.
Yes, man. I just want to say I love your guys' show.
Thank you.
You guys kick ass.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot, man.
Huh?
What's your question?
Oh, yeah. See, me and my girlfriend have been going out for about 2 years, and I just, like, well, I came to my house last night, and my daughter caught him having, like, her cheating on me, and, like, we have got to this big fight, okay? And
this was last night?
Yeah, and, like, I tried calling her, and she won't call, she called me once, and, like, I keep paying her, and she won't call me, and, like, I don't know what's going on. We've been going out for about 2 years.
Yeah. You want us to call her?
Huh?
You want us to call her?
No, she's not at home right now.
All right. Fine. I didn't want to talk to her anyway. I felt that it would be an uncomfortable situation. But you caught her cheating last night, right?
Yeah.
Who was she cheating with?
It was one of my my best friend's friend.
Best friend's friend. And what would she say if we asked her?
If you, I have no idea. She's like the real bitchy type.
Did you say that you went home last night and saw this?
Yeah.
So did you live with her?
Huh? No. It was at my parents' house.
So this happened?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
God. Oh, man.
Why was she cheating at your parents' house?
Because she was she stayed the night, like, the other night, that night, and
yeah.
She was acting real weird when I got up, because I was getting ready for work, and, like, she just kept on, like, acting like she had a real bad attitude, and she didn't want to talk to me or anything.
Uh-huh.
That was this morning?
Huh, yeah.
All right. Yeah, well, did you get violent or get aggressive with her?
She got violent. I tried not to get violent, and, like, she like, went, ran out in the middle of the street and started, like, screaming, and, like...
Because you caught her cheating.
Yes.
Okay.
This sounds like a real winner.
There's pieces missing here, but, Eric.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to get a hold of her so bad? I mean, maybe you guys should just break up. Remember the part about her sleeping with that other guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up with you? She's crazy.
I know.
Why do you love her so much?
I don't know. She's real good in bed.
Oh, her. She gets a lot of practice.
Yeah. Do
it. And while you're at work. Eric, please, have some dignity, bro.
I got this other girl that's talking to me right now.
All right, fantastic. All right. Hey, Eric, please don't get anyone pregnant.
Yeah, I'm trying not to.
Well, what are you trying?
It's like all the girls that I have sex with, like, don't like to use protection.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
I was just wondering the same thing.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
I'm smelling a little white trash over here.
Cincinnati, did you say?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Is that what's going on? You got a little white trash in you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. Let me explain the biggest mistake that white trash makes.
Okay.
It's the perpetuation of the white trash.
Oh.
You could wait out your white trash.
You don't have to live the white trash lifestyle with such vigor.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Here's how you get out of it. Just don't have any goddamn kids before you're 30. You'll make it right out of White Trashville.
Yeah.
I mean, here's what happens. You're banging around with a bunch of other crazy white trash chicks who want to get pregnant because their mom had them when they were 17 and a half, and their daddy left, and they never knew them, and everyone is daddy now. And meanwhile, it's like you're in some swamp, and the more you move, the deeper you get. You need to try to float. Don't fight. Float. Don't wait, wrestle. No. You wrestle, and you just get in deeper and deeper. What happened to quicksand, by the way? That's one of the TV things I forgot about. As every other episode of a TV or movie, someone was falling in quicksand. Now it doesn't seem to exist anymore. I've never seen it. I don't hear about it. No one gets caught in it.
That's right.
People used to get caught in quicksand all the time. And
well, all of us know how to get out of it.
It was always the same thing. Don't move. You go deeper. Here's a stick. The guy'd always go deeper and deeper, and then they'd cut to the pit helmet.
Yeah, on top.
Just the guy's hat floating on top of it. And I remember growing up thinking, there's a viable chance I may be claimed by quicksand before let's say 25 or 30.
Like, I mean, you went to camp or something, yeah, they're going to have a big...
Yeah, I'd watch. I wasn't even going to figure out where I was going to hit this quicksand, but I'd watch enough Tarzan movies, enough Gilligan's Island, enough Shazam. I'd just seen enough 70s TV to realize that if you'd asked me at age 12 what the likelihood of me expiring from quicksand, like, would my life be taken by quicksand, I would have said 50. I'd say 50-50. Right, it's about 50-50. Yeah, that's a modest estimate. It's probably more like 65. Yeah, now no one's dying of quicksand anymore. All right, but here's my point. He is going down the same road, his entire family and all these chicks he's banging around with, and this crazy chaotic bitch who's screwing around with his friend, and then running out in the street. This is just Jerry Springer here.
Yes.
Just don't get anyone pregnant. Don't hang around with the screwballs. Go to work. Save your money. Buy yourself something and drive far away.
Yeah. That's right.
That's the plan. All right. We got to take a break. We'll speak to Sarah when we come back. Sarah?
Yeah.
You had a wart removed?
I had HPV removed from my cervix.
Yeah. That's the wart virus, right?
Wart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, do you have warts on your cervix?
Yes.
I had them on there, and I had them removed.
I see.
Right. You're kind of confused. We'll talk about it.
You are. Okay. All right. Does that sound like a good person to talk to?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
No. You want to pee. That's why you're saying.
Yeah. Come on.
I know. This when Drew either wants to pee or make a phone call, it's like, yeah, when we come back, we're going to talk to line one. Stu is 20. Stu is currently taking a nap. Yeah, it's a good call. We'll talk to him. No, we're not talking to him. Jaden, hold on a second. Jaden?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah.
You were sent to a doctor to find out whether you're gay or not?
Make him not gay.
I went to a licensed LCSW. It's like a reparative therapist.
Right.
Because I'm gay, and at the time I thought I wanted to be cured of it.
I see.
And so I went to get that done.
Interesting.
Yeah. Right. And how many times did you go?
Oh, like 40.
Oh, see. And did you do that aversion therapy where every time you blew a guy, he snapped a rubber band on your wrist?
No,
I did that once.
We did that.
Yeah, and it was really, it was horrible because I didn't even want to blow the guy. You know what I'm saying? And my wrist was sore. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. We have Lit here tonight. We'll speak to Jane about this controversial therapy after this.
Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191. This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Hey, if it's Friday night and you ain't got nobody,
you're a loser!
Well, why be a loser? If it's Friday night or any other night, come on down to Brothers in the Warehouse District in downtown Minneapolis. Because our motto is, even if you are a loser, we'll serve you. Here's a fact. Brothers is the busiest, the best, and the hottest bar the Warehouse District has ever seen. With 42 taps, 250 frosted cocktails, 24 different appetizers, a dance floor, every bar game imaginable, and a sound system that will rock your world. Better yet, Brothers has the best and the most outrageous specials that downtown Minneapolis has ever seen. If it's your birthday, get a free Brothers mug with unlimited tap beer or soda all night. If it's happy hour, everything's 2-for-1, and we mean everything, even on event night. You won't find some hefty cover at the door, and you won't find some cheap ball club. Find out why Brothers rule. 7 nights a week, hands down. Brothers, always the best specials, always the most fun. Guaranteed. 430 First Avenue North in the Warehouse District.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time. Going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop and trial.
Oh!
With great deals on iTunes selection of adult videos. Main brand stuff and 800 superstars. Full length uncut. 3 for just $19.99. Need more? Take 4. 4 packs of hot triple X action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Get something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it, and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on 2 packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. 2 for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selections. Superstore clearance time at Sex World, 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District, downtown Minneapolis. Sex World, featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
Now more than ever, businesses of all sizes are desperately seeking IT professionals. They are desperate because the people applying do not have the qualifications to match the position. If you're looking for a school that will provide you with the qualifications that make you employable, it's time to call MindLeap. MindLeap has recognized what most technical training schools are not offering their students: hands-on, instructor-led classes, and a guarantee that they will become Microsoft certified. As a school that is setting the standards in education, MindLeap is dedicated to providing each student with the training and certifications that industry demand. Learn in a comfortable environment where Microsoft-certified technical trainers prepare each student for career change through hands-on, project-based training using the latest in today's tools and technologies. Do you have little or no experience in computers? Or are you thinking about a career change? Ask MindLeap about their A-plus certification training. This class is perfect for students with little or computer experience and students interested in a career in computer networking. A-plus certification will educate you on subjects like computer operation, file management, installation, configuration, upgrading, and diagnosis and troubleshooting. After taking MindLeap's A-plus class, if your computer goes down, you will be able to fix it. MindLeap's unique approach to learning will also provide you with many hours of hands-on training that is not commonly found at other schools. The next A-plus course will be starting next Tuesday, May 16th, so call now to register. MindLeap is conveniently located at 8120 Penn Avenue South in Bloomington. Call MindLeap at 884-3167.
Time now for the Weekly Planner. Join Trackstar Motorsports and Mackenzie's Bar every Tuesday from 8 to 11 for Two Wheel Tuesdays. Enjoy great food, drink specials, great videos, and speed vision. Mackenzie's Bar is located at 918 Hennepin Avenue. Right now, register to win a PT Cruiser from Chrysler at the huge Rock Into Summer sale. Going on now at Ultimate Electronics. Brothers is the hottest bar in the Warehouse District. Happy hour is from 4 to 7 and everything is 2 for 1. Yes, everything, even on event night. Brothers, 430 First Avenue, always the best specials, always the most fun, guaranteed. Looking for a real career? Drive a bus to Metro Transit. Always as flexible and you can earn up to $12 an hour. For more info, call 612-349-7557. Metro Transit. Hop on. That's the Weekly Planner. Listen for details.
The summer tours are coming, and we know you need some tickets. You got a list of a bunch of different shows that you want to see, and you don't have cash for all those tickets. Some of the shows you want to see aren't even in Minnesota. My friend, you got yourself a dilemma.
Oh, what to do? What to do?
We here at Zone 105 want to help. We want to send you on an alternative classic vacation to see Everclear, Goldfinger, Third Eye Blind, Moby, and 311 in the Windy City of Chicago.
Father of mine.
Just fax, email, or send Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite artists. Friday morning, Brian Oak and Mary Lucia pick a winner at random. Everclear, Goldfinger, Third Eye Blind, Moby, and 311 in Chicago. From great clips, great seats. Northwest Airlines, sending Minnesota to over 750 cities worldwide. And alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla. This is Dr. Drew. And you're listening to Loveline of the Zone 105. Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Stone Temple Pilots in here tomorrow night. Tonight we have Lit. Jeremy and AJ are in here now. And when we left off, we were speaking to Jaden. Jaden is 22. His, somebody sent him to a therapist to see about not being gay anymore.
Hello?
Jaden?
Yeah.
Did you send yourself, or did somebody send you to this therapy?
Yeah, I was kind of encouraged, but I chose to go.
I see. And is this the sort of religious-based stuff?
Yeah, it was, unfortunately.
And how did it work?
Like, well, they basically, it's all based on this, on the pretense that, that homosexuality is really, is evil.
Oh, boy.
And that if you are gay, then you need to be, that you can be cured of it, and that it's not, I kind of, I think a lot of the way that my therapist thought of it is he explained it to me as he said I was stuck in my development, because he said, like, if you look at 2 and 3 year olds, they all have friends that are the same gender and stuff like that. And that I was somehow stuck at that age and that I never grew out of that. Like, if I kept going, that I would eventually grow out of my desire to, or my attraction for men, and I would be attracted to women suddenly.
I see. Interesting, but, you know, you can't talk people out of the anus.
How did he propose to get you out of that, though?
I don't know. Like, I mean, he would just bring up subjects, and he would just talk about things like in the past, and then I would kind of talk about how I was feeling, and it was easy to talk to him.
But was he suggesting that it's something that could be resolved in 40 sessions?
Pardon me?
Did he think it could be resolved in 40 sessions, or were you supposed to be there for years?
No, I don't know how long he thought it would take. I just got tired of it.
He just dropped out.
Yeah, well, I just realized, like, I started reading about this whole thing, and I'm a psychology major, and I started reading what the APA said about it. I didn't even know about all this stuff, and
yeah.
I had no idea that somebody even gay would just go to a therapist just for that. And that's what kind of the reason I'm calling, is because after I read what the APA, like, they said, they denounced it a while ago, like in the 80s or something.
Yeah, that therapy, you mean?
Yeah, the whole, and anything, and just the fact that if you're homosexual that you even need to get therapy.
Right.
Based on that alone.
Right. Right.
And so I started reading it, and some of the things that they said about it is that it's been kind of dangerous, and that people who had gone to it had more likelihood of committing suicide and things like that.
Yeah.
And so that kind of prompted me to quit, but then also...
Well, was that the... I'm not advocating, I'm just curious. Is that...
Is that
no, I'm glad you are. I've emailed you on your website a few times.
I missed it. I'm sorry. Is that the specific form of therapy that you had that they're concerned about? Because it sounds like you had just sort of more general therapy with
no,
a guy that...
It was. Mine was not general therapy. Mine was specifically cured of
homosexuality. All right. Well, there you go.
And would in that 40-week period that you went, did you ever slip up?
Oh, well, actually, I'm not sexually active, so... It didn't matter. Like it was all based on my, like my desires that I was trying to change, not my behavior.
I see. And are you still not sexually active?
Right, I'm still not.
How come?
Well, I'm kind of. I could be, but I feel like I'd have to. The people where I live that are openly gay seem to me to be real extreme and like on a lot of drugs and stuff. And I don't want to. They like seem like they sleep around a lot more, and I don't want to lower my.
Yeah, why don't you look around for a guy, though, that doesn't do that?
Oh, tell me about it. That's what I'm doing.
All right.
In fact,
all right.
Yeah, I'm looking as hard as I can.
Yeah, you're going to have to find a young guy who doesn't know he's gay yet. Once a guy knows he's gay, that's it. Game on.
Yeah.
Game on.
Well, pardon
me. Glory holes and Western night. Oh, yeah. Those amyl nitrate poppers. It's one big party. Game on.
So do you have a question for us, Jaden?
Yeah, well, my question is, what I was wondering is, do you think that I should try maybe, like, I haven't seen a therapist at all since that one.
Yeah.
That's the only one I've ever seen. Do you think I should go to another therapist?
Yeah.
Maybe just see about, like, undoing some of what this therapist did?
Well, just go to a nice secular one that doesn't have a religious twist to them.
Yeah.
Don't talk to them about, you know, being gay all the
time.
Yeah,
the vast majority of therapists would not. Try to even, would not consider that something worthy of just dissection.
Yeah, you know they're bad therapists when you leave at the end of the day and they say, see you in hell.
but I'm not clear why you. I mean, just talking to you, hang on, you seem pretty well put together.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
are you still like, are you comfortable with the fact that you're gay? Or are you still having trouble with that? Or
no, I'm starting to come to grip. Yeah, it's starting. I mean, there's some things that I'm uncomfortable with. But for the most part, I'm really starting to accept that and just try and tailor a lifestyle that I don't have to compromise my morals, but that I can still live who I am. And
I mean, you're looking for a real relationship. That's mature. That's very, very, that's substantial. You can handle that. You can sort of assess people appropriately, make your judgments. Go ahead and have a relationship.
So you wouldn't suggest getting more therapy just for that? Something else comes up.
No.
Not unless you're having mood disturbances, anxiety problems.
You got to get therapy because you're gay and you're not active and you're scared and you're not having a relationship.
But if he's able to do that.
Well, I mean, you would be proud of me. I do dig the anal, like, well, I mean, I've never done it, but that's what I dream about, you know.
Sure.
When I think about it, that's what I want. So when you talk to those gay guys in your life, and some of them say, oh, I don't want to have any anal sex, I don't know what they're smoking. I'm not even sure they're gay, but I'm sure they are.
So you're saying you're all about the anal, except for you've never had it, and you're gay.
Right.
Other than that, you're a spokesman for the anal committee.
Yeah, like
that's cool,
my fantasizer when I whack off. That's what I think about. So.
Okay, you go anal.
Yeah, and hey, by the way, how come you never say recoculus anymore? I love that word.
Oh, I don't know. I forgot.
Yeah, you got to get back to gambling.
All right, recoculus and gambling. You're right. We got to find our roots.
Okay, tell producer Ann.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Jay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Boy, I couldn't figure him out, but something's up. See, that's a problem.
He seemed like a pretty normal guy. He seemed pretty cool, you know?
I'm heterosexual, but I'm holding out for the right girl. I can understand what he's talking about.
He seems like maybe he got raised in a sort of religious family and is a little bit freaked out about his proclivity. And, oh, man, that's got to screw you up. I mean, you know what I mean? You're having these lustful thoughts for men, and you're thinking about all this religion and Bible study and church on Sunday.
Well, it sounds like, too, he's not too stoked on the whole... Like the Blue Oyster Bar sort of village people idea of being gay, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Which to me is everything.
Well, that's the whole point.
That's the reason.
If I was going to be gay, I'd want to be a village guy.
Should we play a song?
Me too. Yes.
The song?
You want to do that?
Yeah.
All right. Let me just tell Sarah. Sarah?
Yeah.
You got to hang on with
me. Hey, Sarah.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear our new song?
Yeah.
We should take her first.
Hey, Sarah, we're going to answer your question. We're going to hear a new song from Lit first, okay?
Okay.
All right? All right.
Okay.
Raise yourself.
I just want you to know that people people who call this show are pretty much interested in their own ass. That's usually the way it goes. And she's concerned about her wart-riddled cervix at this point.
Oh, is that Sarah?
Yeah.
The one? Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's got bigger fish to fry than your new soundtrack.
I hear you.
All right, this is a new one from Lit.
Pardon.
It is off of Titan, which is coming out in June, and this one is called Over My Head. Man, that sounded good.
Thank you.
That really sounded good.
Wow.
I was had the headphones on the whole time, and Drew was plugging away on the computer, but I was digging that vibe.
The guys were talking to you. He's kind of rude the way he didn't answer.
No, no,
I'm talking to you, man.
I usually have to listen to songs 10 or 15 times before I decide I don't like them. No, before I decide I do like them, and that one sounded good the first time. That's good. And that was I was told Steven Tyler was singing in the back of that.
That's true.
How did that come about?
Very cool.
Well, we did that with Glenn Ballard, who
was telling the story.
Oh, really? I was listening to
him.
Talking to him.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
He was. We recorded that on a couple different days off in L.A., New York, and Boston. And when we were in Boston, he came into the studio with Glenn
just because they were hanging out together, and they rolled in.
Glenn Dowler's the guy he produced with us.
Right, I already said that part.
Okay, sorry.
And And then we next thing you know, we're eating Thai food and watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with Steven Tyler, and like it was very surreal, like one of those nights. And then you know, an hour later, he was in the studio with us, just belting out.
Is you know, and I'm sure you'd heard of Aerosmith growing up and all that.
I heard a couple things. I wasn't too familiar with their music, but I'd heard that they were
a rock band.
They were from back in the 70s or something.
And the thing is though, and so that's cool, and he sounds great. I mean, I don't think I would have guessed that was him in the back, but. Somebody gave it a really interesting sound, and now I know who it was. But did it freak you out hanging out with him? Like, once in a while, I'll meet somebody I really want to meet, and then I'll hang out for about 10 minutes, and then I'll realize it's too much pressure. Like, I'm going to go home and tell somebody.
He's like the one rock star that I always wanted to meet and get an autograph and get a picture with, and that night we did. It was cool. We got the picture of, you know, Steven with his headphones on and me right next to him singing.
Wow.
It's going to be one of those things you want to blow up to a poster size for your living room.
It was definitely one of those rare, like, career highlights where you just go, wow, this is, like, some serious stuff happening here.
And how far into the song were you before he wandered in?
He showed up.
Or before you enlisted him?
It was, like, vocal day, and he was listening to the demo version, which was, like, rough vocals, and he's sitting, like, right in front of me listening to this, like, rough vocal track, and I'm just like, oh, no, dude, I don't want you to hear this. But he was into the song, and it was just like, you feel like singing backups tonight? You feel like singing vocals? And he was like, hell yeah! You know?
I don't think...
Yeah. He did. He said, hell yeah, but it was just one of those moments, man. It was just like, I couldn't believe it. I asked Glenn if it was cool to ask him. You know, I was like, is that something you can ask Steven Tyler? Will you sing on my album? Will you sing on our song? And he was down with it.
You know, the real cool move is when you ask him to leave an outgoing message on your phone machine. that's when he knows you're...
What's rad about him, too, is like, he's been totally at the very top and then all the way
rock
down
bottom.
The very rock bottom, and then now he's back on top, and... So that's just, sitting in a room with that guy for an hour and talking to him is, like, unbelievable.
Oh, I mean, I bet he's got a million stories. I bet there's not a band that they haven't either opened for or open for them or they open for, depending on where they were in their career. I bet he could probably tell you some stories about being up, being down, and opening for some crappy band that ain't around anymore in 83. Three or something when they were slumping a little bit for some one hit wonder. God, I'd love those things. All right, anyway, we will. You know it's a great Aerosmith song.
Toys in the Attic.
Toys in the Attic.
Oh, yeah.
And Rats in the Cellar. Never hear those two on the radio, but
Seasons of Wither is another good one too.
I'd like to hear some Toys in the Attic every once in a while. All right, Drew, I know that's a personal favorite of yours. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Lit after this.
Love
Line, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Well, it's worth hearing.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Daddy-o. Hold on to your kitty cats because Big Band Voodoo Daddy is back. Big Band Voodoo Daddy, live in concert at the Crust on Friday, May 12th. Big Band Voodoo Daddy, live with special guests of Vibro Champ, Friday, May 12th at The Quest. Tickets are only $15 on sale now at The Quest Box Office. 612-338-3383. And through all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone, 612-989-5151. Or online at www.ticketmaster.com.
www.ticketmaster.com.
Big Band Voodoo Daddy. Big Band Voodoo Daddy, live in their only area appearance, Friday, May 12th, with special guest of Vibro Champ. Big Band Voodoo Daddy, tearing our roof off that quest. 110 North 5th Street, Minneapolis. Doors open at 8 p.m. Strictly 21 and over, please.
I'm Doug Spence, and when you visit Spence Diamonds in Roseville or Bloomington, we'll show you the hows and whys of diamonds. At Spence Diamonds, you'll learn about diamonds from the jeweler's perspective. Once you see what jewelers see, you'll be better equipped to make a smart buying decision. At Spence Diamonds, we carefully walk you through the diamond grading process using jeweler's instruments that allow you to see precision diamond cutting, minute inclusions, and other features that affect a diamond's value. At Spence Diamonds, it's an interactive experience. It doesn't take long, and the more involved you get, the more fascinating diamonds become. In minutes, you'll understand why almost nothing on earth is as valuable as a diamond. For your engagement ring or anniversary diamond, visit Spence Diamonds and see diamond value the way we see it.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds, in Rosedale on County B2 near Smelling, right across from Rosedale Center, and in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
Teens, dig this. You're at a beach club and the lights are blazing. The music is raging, bodies are thrusting, and the sweat of young hunger is in the air. Oh, yeah, sounds like a high-quality spring break, right? Well, it is, and it happens every Friday night right in your backyard. It's the biggest dance party in the metro for teens at Waterworks Beach Club every Friday night. The doors open at 7 for teens ages 15 to 20, and it goes extreme from there. Waterworks for Bond, one of the largest dance floors in the area with a killer sound and light system. This isn't some lame teen party chaperoned by some old principal wannabe who thinks he knows what your scene is all about. This is the best you grew up yet, access to the loudest, wildest venue in town. Now you do. Waterworks Beach Club. They don't serve alcohol on Friday nights and are open to midnight to make it a teen-only night every Friday night. Get out to Waterworks this Friday night and register to win a graduation trip to Mexico courtesy of Bianchi Rossi Tours. Go local in Acapulco with Bianchi Rossi. Waterworks Beach Club is at 7281 Main Street in Centerville. For directions or info, just call them at 651-429-3033.
AmeriCorps Vista and the Minnesota Literacy Council are seeking ambitious adults 18 and over for an 8-week full-time summer reading program in St. Paul and Minneapolis. As a summer VISTA, you'll be conducting one-to-one reading and tutoring sessions, conducting literacy activities and after-school programs, and promoting the Minneapolis and St. Paul Library Summer Reading Initiative. You'll receive a stipend and an educational award. Positions begin June 15th and end August 9th. To get involved, call the Minnesota Literacy Council, 651-645-2277.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Kroll. That is Dr. Drew over there. Stone Temple Pilots in here tomorrow night. Lit in here tonight. AJ and Jeremy are here.
Hey, when they get here tomorrow night, tell them to say hi.
All right, Drew. Remember that.
Yep. Lit says hi.
There you go.
Some Lit's big fans.
Very good.
You know them?
Never, but definitely great fans.
But they should be popping into a recording studio near you anytime now and taking you guys out for Thai food. that's the way I see things shaping up. Sarah?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Sarah.
Anderson.
Hey, listen.
Oh.
Totally there it is.
Dramatic. Oh, yeah.
Turn it up.
Great rock tune right here.
All right, just give us a few seconds of this.
Sarah's never going to get to answer her question.
I don't care.
Here comes the good part.
Here's the good part.
That's good stuff right there, kids.
We're getting to the part where he sings with the guitar. You know
Oh, come on, Aaron.
We don't have enough of that anymore.
Give us that part. Yeah, the guy sings with the riff.
Come on.
Oh, is this Ranch in the Cellar?
I just think it's great that he has that on deck.
Thanks. Oh, yeah. Kids, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, they do make this on CD now.
Oh,
yeah. Of course, he's rolling the LP.
All right, you're going to have to cue that up for the commercial.
That's good.
I haven't heard either one of those songs in a million years. Sarah.
Yes.
Year 20. What's up?
Okay.
We got
Moritz.
Moritz. Yes. We got more Aerosmith to play. We're doing a rock block.
Go ahead.
3 years ago, I was diagnosed with cervical cancer at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, like, a year later that I had HPV.
Well, that's pretty much what causes cervical cancer.
Yeah. Well, now they're saying this doctor I'm going to, I go to him every 4 months. He says that he thinks this whole time that I've only had cervical cancer and that I never had HPV.
Really? That's interesting.
But I went to a doctor before who's been a doctor for like 30-something years, and he says that I've had HPV this whole time, that it's never been cervical cancer. My question is, I know the difference between the two, but I want to know, can you pass HPV to another partner if you use a condom?
Yes, just because the condom is not a perfect barrier.
Because I've been so scared to have sex since I found this out, and I've been with somebody, like we're boyfriend and girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
And he doesn't understand. I'm just too scared to have sex with him.
He probably already has warts. 30% of people your age do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm just, like, scared to even talk to him about it.
Why?
Well, we were friends before we even...
One out of three of your friends have this.
Really?
Absolutely.
I don't know anyone who has warts, I don't think.
Either they don't know it, or they have it and don't talk to you about it.
Well, guys know it when they have it, though.
Not necessarily.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
All right.
And please. Seeing, I don't, like, have anybody to talk to. Like,
okay, well, listen, you can use a condom and have safe sex
especially
with
especially when the warts are being controlled like this. You're less infectious when the warts are removed. And you do need to talk to your boyfriend about it so he understands what he's doing, the risk he's taking. But the risk to a male doesn't really have any consequence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except that he can pass it to other people. But then again, he should be wearing a condom fastidiously anyway, so.
Yeah.
All right, so put the condom on and then talk to your doctor about what route to go here.
Yeah, it's pretty certain.
Well,
that
I've asked him, and they've always said just go out and have sex. But I'm too scared to have sex with him because I don't know how he'll react to me telling him. You know, for 2 years, 3 years, I've had HPV, and I've never told you.
Mm.
And that's why we haven't had sex.
Well, yeah, but you can say it was diagnosed
and by the way,
cervical cancer.
He's been holding out for 2 years. This may be the greatest moment of his life. Saying, here, you don't have to do this, but I've got HPV. I just want you to know why I've been holding out.
Yeah.
He's got to do a swan dive.
I want to get her doctor's number, by the way. I like these guys.
Go
out and have sex.
Enjoy.
One of them hired me a male prostitute once. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break so we can hear more Aerosmith, and we'll be back with more Lit after this.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Dream Girls is looking for a few good men, 18 and older, for a serious study on human sexuality. Applicants for this study must apply in person at Dream Girls and present a valid Minnesota ID. Those chosen to participate will be subjected to a wide variety of beautiful women. These women, in various stages of undress, are certified by Dream Girls to elicit a wide range of responses from participating subjects. Men applying at Dream Girls should be in overall good health and free from any heart conditions. Those bearing a ticket stub from any downtown event shall be admitted at no charge. Dream Girls reserves the right to continue weekly appearances by adult film stars. Those wishing to utilize the discreet rear entrance of Dream Girls shall be permitted to do so. For more information or directions to Dream Girls, call 33-DREAM. Make a difference. Choose to participate at Dream Girls. Open late, open now. Just west of Hennepin on 5th Street in downtown Minneapolis. Dream Girls, where your fantasy begins.
Announced a message from Audio King Car Audio. You can feel it in the air. The days are getting longer. Birds are chirping. And the grass is growing greener. This can mean only one thing. The season once again to disintegrate every living thing within a square mile of your car with scorching car audio from Audio King. Yes, the Rock in the Summer event is back at Audio King. So get down here, because there's never been so much cool stuff going on at one place ever in all of history. For instance, weigh in a brand new PT Cruiser featuring your complete Panasonic system. Enjoy our best car audio prices of the season. Compete in a DB Drags car audio contest and see the vast tent sale. Purchase cassette decks starting at $79 and in-CD decks starting at $119 with free installation. Boom, boom, with your choice of Rockford Fosgate or Kenwood subs, buy one, get one free. Then, see how birds drop from the sky and flowers burst into flames when you drive by with your new stereo from Audio King. Rock into summer happens once a year. Don't miss it.
Hey, hey, where'd you get that?
Audio King. I'm Tom Shane, and we've got a special Mother's Day necklace this year, which we designed ourselves. It's freshwater pearls going all the way around her neck, and it's priced at $125. The center has some 14-karat gold links, which accent a single dangling pearl that's teardrop-shaped. You get a choice of white pearls or black pearls, Either necklace is $125. This necklace can be worn both with casual clothing and for dress. So you know, Mom, we'll get a lot of wear out of this. A Shane Company pearl necklace is styled so it'll be different from her friends, yet always be in good taste. Every time she puts it on, she'll remember that you gave it to her for Mother's Day, and there's no better way to show her how much you appreciate her.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
Yo! You guys ready for another song about Bricky, the dead porcupine who uses collegeclub.com for everything from study help to dating advice? All right, then. Here's a little hip-hop number about keeping in touch with friends over summer break. Now, there's a porcupine named Bricky, and he's dead as they can be when he leaves for summer break. Don't know where he's going to be. CollegePub.com keeps him down with his homies with a live webcam.
He can see them in their journey.
Funny man! He's got the free email and a photo gallery with a freaky travel pic for his freaky friends to see. But the things in the song ain't just for porcupines. They're for any college student when their friends come to mind. So do yourself a favor and log on fast before your friends move on. And forget your sorry ass. Thank you, and thanks to collegeclub.com for having me here. Log on to collegeclub.com. It's all you. It's all you. Word.
Want to go snow skiing this summer? We'll hook you up. You and three friends can win a ski trip to Portillo, Chile. Register to win on collegeclub.com. It's all you.
I hate this, George.
Well, sir,
look, today's horoscope said my popularity would soar and that my magnetism towards the opposite sex would be irresistible.
And you're sitting here at White Castle having lunch with me just like you do every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I even brushed and flossed.
Well, you should start reading your Craverscope.
Craverscope?
Yeah, see, it's pretty right here in the back of his cup.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got 12 different signs, and everything they say is absolutely true.
That's a lot of hooey.
Hooey? Okay, I know, Lenny, that your birthday makes you a craven eye.
A craven what?
Look, it says right here you like eating cheeseburgers upside down, your favorite dish is chicken rings, and your lucky number is 10.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. Nobody knows that. Hey, when does it say I'm going to be a rock star?
You're not.
Will I ever make out myself?